Good morning, Rabotai. We're continuing our study of Eshet Chayil. We've been speaking about the subject of Chinuch and seeing ahead. There is a very important message in Parashat Yitro regarding this subject. We know that Parashat Yitro is the parasha of Matan Torah. That's where we find Moshe Rabbeinu and Am Yisrael hearing the words of God and the Ten Commandments. The event of Har Sinai, where our nation became a united nation through the Torah, is the highlight of Parashat Yitro. That parasha begins with Yitro, the father-in-law of Moshe, who was a Kohen Midian. He was a priest of idol worship, and he came to visit his son-in-law Moshe and the Jewish people. That's why it's called Parashat Yitro, because it begins with Yitro's coming to the Jewish people in the desert. As it begins, Vayishma Yitro. Yitro heard about what transpired to the Jewish people. Vayavo Yitro, Choten Moshe, Ubana ve'ishto el Moshe. Yitro, with Moshe's wife, that's Yitro's daughter, and Yitro's grandchildren, that's Moshe's children, he brought them, El Hamidbar. He brought them to the desert. After we discuss the story of Yitro, then we talk about Matan Torah. These are the only subjects in Parashat Yitro. In the end, there is a commandment about the Mizbeah, how to make the altar. But basically, Parashat Yitro is about Yitro's coming to the desert and about Matan Torah, the greatest event in world history. What makes the connection between Yitro and Matan Torah so difficult, besides the fact that maybe we would have thought that the parasha would be focused on Moshe Rabbeinu or some other great personality, and here it's focused on an idol worshiper that came to join the Jewish people. Besides that connection, it may not be our first choice. But what makes it much more difficult to understand is that this parasha, according to the words of Chachamim, there's a discussion about that. Not everybody agrees to it. But they explain that Yitro actually did not come before Matan Torah, meaning it's not in chronological order, which at least would have answered the question, what do we do? Happens to be Yitro showed up the day before Matan Torah, so that's why the story is written. But really, he didn't come before Matan Torah. He came after Matan Torah. As Rashi points out in one of the commentaries here, It says, Vahimi Mahorat. The word Mahorat means the next day. Simply, it means the next day after he came. And he saw Moshe sitting to help the people, to judge them, to advise them. Comes Rashi Alav HaShalom and says, what is this Mimahorat? Motza'e Yom HaKippurim Aya. It was Motza'e Kippur. Umahu Mimahorat, meaning Yitro came Motza'e Kippur. What does it mean Mimahorat? Lemahorat reto minahar. It was the day after Moshe came down from the mountain for the last time. Moshe went up 40 days, three times, until God forgave the Jewish people, which was on Yom Kippur. So, Vayhimi Mahorat means the day after Moshe Rabbeinu came. This is when Yitro was there. So, you're talking about months after Matan Torah. The event of Matan Torah happened in Sivan. Sivan is the third month of the year. Yom Kippur is on the seventh month of the year. It's 4 months later. That's when Yitro came to visit his son-in-law Yitro, when he came down from the mountain. So obviously the question becomes much bigger when you realize that Hashem took this story that happened after Matan Torah and he stuck it right before Matan Torah as the introduction. Out of nowhere. And it became Parashat Yitro, the Parashah of Matan Torah. There has to be some very big connection between the giving of the Torah and the story of Yitro. Such a big connection, it has to be, that the Torah that we received is hinging on this story. Sounds like if we got the Torah and we didn't read Parashat of Yitro, so then there would be something lacking in our Kabbalah Torah. That's what it sounds like. Hashem said, okay, I'm about to write over here Matan Torah. Wait. I can't write it. What's the purpose of writing Matan Torah if I don't write about Yitro? Because if I write Matan Torah, the story of Matan Torah, and I don't write about Yitro, so I'm not going to be able to give them real guidance. So interesting. Hashem took this story, he imported it from later on in history and put it here so that we would be able to appreciate Matan Torah and live by it. But we need it. Question is, what's so urgent about Yitro and what he did and what happened? There are a number of reasons given to this question. I'd like to focus on one that's relevant to us. The story of Yitro, the one that's given most real estate in the Torah, when he came, it says he came, he heard about the miracles, he was with Moshe. Moshe told him what went on. He was very happy. He was Mekabel. O Malchut Shamayim, Vayihad Yitro. He was happy, but also means Ehad, he made Hashem crown God. Okay, beautiful. But the focus of the visit of Yitro in this parasha is what happened Vayimi Mahorat. This day after Kippur, after Moshe came down, it says Vayesheb Moshe Lishpot Et Ha'am. You have to imagine, 120 days, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. 120 days, he's in Shammai. 40, went back for 40, went back for 40. So Moshe is not around for 120 days, 4 months. Yisrael is not around. He was learning the Torah. He was receiving the Torah from Hashem. All the Torah that we have today came from Moshe Rabbeinu. So you have a nation waiting for 4 months without their leader. Plus, he has all new information about every subject in anyone's life. Imagine you have someone who has the answer to every question or any question that you have. Straight from God. Fresh out of the oven. When bread comes out of the oven, tastes better. Moshe Rabbeinu, straight out of Har Sinai, is coming with all of the wisdom of the Creator. Could you imagine the excitement of every person that wants to get a piece of Moshe Rabbeinu? 4 months, and he's coming with a lot of goods. So, as expected, Vaya'amod ha'am al Moshe, the entire nation showed up. Who could blame them? They're all coming to get a piece of him. Maybe some came to greet him. Maybe some came to thank him. Maybe some came just to see the light on his face. And many, many, many came to hear his wisdom. Vayamod ha'am al Moshe min haboker ad ha'arev, from the morning, the time they're able to see till darkness. Vayamod ha'am, not one, not what, not two, everybody, they're all waiting online to get a piece of this man. I don't know how much time they were given. The Pasuk says, Vayar Hoten Moshe. The father-in-law of Moshe saw et kol asher hu oseh la'am. He saw what Moshe Rabbeinu was doing to the people. What was he doing to the people? And he was making them wait. That's what he was doing. He wasn't doing anything. He just came down from Har Sinai. They all wanted him. So, but he's making them wait. Well, he's one man. What's he supposed to do? Theory. Vayomer and Yitro told him the famous words, Ma davar hazeh asher atah oseh la'am? What are you doing to this nation? Madua atah yoshev levadecha? Why are you sitting by yourself? And everybody's standing on top of you from morning till night? Why are you by yourself? Well, you're the only man here. Moshe tells his father-in-law, Ki yavo elai ha'am lidrosh Elohim. When they came, they want to know what God said. Where else are they going to get what God said? They came to get the message of God. I'm the only one who was getting that message. Simple answer. What do you mean, why you're by yourself? So I'm the only one that knows the information. It's a very simple question. Very simple question, very simple answer. You would say, okay, theory, it's over. He says, "Ki yelahem davar ba'elai." If they have any issues, they're coming to me. Ve'shafati ben ish ben re'eu. They may have disputes. They may have questions. Shalom bayit, whatever it is. Ve'hodati et chukei Elohim et torotav. I need to teach them the laws of God. Very nice. One would say this is spot on, as they say. Vayomer Hoten Moshe Elav. This man's not backing down. His father-in-law tells him, Lo tov hadavar shata oseh. You're not doing good, Moshe. No good. He told him, Navol tibol. Navol means you're going to wither. It's too much. It's too much for you. To sit here all day long. Not only you're going to wither, you're going to fall apart. Gamata, gamahamazeh shayma. They're also going to fall apart. What kind of system is this? What kind of system? People waiting all day long to talk to you. It's not good for you. It's not good for them. This cannot last. Ki chaved mimecha davar. It's too heavy. Too heavy for you. This interaction with the people, the way you're doing it. Lo tuchal haso levadecha. You can't do it by yourself. He tells him, Ata, now Shema Bekoli, listen to what I'm telling you, my dear son-in-law. I'asecha, let me give you advice. Imagine, you throw the idol worshiper, just showed up after a year of miracles, to Moshe Rabbeinu, who just came down 3-4 months. He's been in Har Sinai and he's coming to give him advice. This is like your 3-year-old coming and saying, Dad, I want to just tell you how to run the house. He says, I'atzecha, let me give you some advice. V'hi Elohim emach. Hashem will be with you. And basically he gives him what I would say is the most obvious advice. You don't have to be like a very big genius. That when there's a lot of people coming to one man, so you have to make a system where they're received by others and make a hierarchy and you figure out how to get the people to be able to answer their simple questions. And if things get complicated, you go to someone above. And if it's too complicated, you go above. Very, very simple system. It's not like we need Parashat Yitro to be able to think of such an idea. It's obvious. It's just simple mathematics. If there's a million people looking to see one man to help them, it's not practical. So we have to get him help. And we have to make a system where anything they can do, he does. But anything they could do, he doesn't need to be there. That's basically what he told them. Set up a system where others would receive the questions. Obviously, you would teach those people. And whatever they could handle, they handle. If they can't do it, you bump it up. Like they tell you, I can't deal with this question. You got to speak to the manager. Okay? Go to the manager. If the manager can't help, you got to go to the supervisor. Above, you have the VP. Yeah, okay, till you get to the top. Simple. And then, after that, Vayishma Moshe listened to his father-in-law, Vayas, and he did everything that he told him. He liked it. Hashem agreed with him. Good idea. And then we start Bahadur Shalishi. Now we're ready for Matan Torah. on the third month of Sivan, we're ready for Matan Torah. After we finish Yitro's advice, that's how we walk into Matan Torah. Yitro's advice to Moshe, and we walk right into the greatest moment in Jewish history and in world history. What was so great, before we explain the connection, why is this even written altogether? Forget where it's written. What is so important about this? Giving advice of such a simple, simple system. Another question, maybe a bigger question. If it's so simple, you don't think Moshe Rabbeinu could think of this system? You don't think when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he saw all the people, you don't think he thinks to himself, this is not possible? I need to find the system? Only Yitro could figure out the system? So what is the mahloket between Moshe and Yitro? There's a mahloket here. Moshe didn't want to make the system. And Yitro said, no, you got to make the system. What was Moshe's understanding that Yitro came to advise him against? So you have to remember, Vayi Mimahorat. You have to remember, this was not some random day in the desert, like 3 months in, after Moshe came down. If Yitro came on a random day, and he saw what's going on, he'd say, Moshe, you're doing this wrong. This was the day after he came down. When he came down from Har Sinai, you understand the excitement of the people? They're all going wild to see Moshe Rabbeinu. Of course, Moshe Rabbeinu knew about the system and surely would implement it at some point, because it's logical. Simple mathematics. There's only 12 hours in a day. It's only one person. Okay, it's just simple math. But Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking, one second, this is not the day to implement it. I just came down from Har Sinai. They've been without me for 4 months. They want to know what I was doing. They want to learn. They want to see me. They want to... So Moshe Rabbeinu was riding the excitement of the moment until things calm down. And then we'll see what happens. Let's see if in a week from now, if this is going to continue. Right now, it's not a good time, A, to gauge, and B, you don't want to ruin the moment. Logical or no? Very logical. The day after you come back, you're not going to make systems down. Nobody could see me. I'm going to be here. You guys talk to him. Let's wait for the problem to happen. Right now, this is not real. It's not real life now. This is a special moment. When real life sets in, meaning, when does the excitement wear down? 2 days, 3 days, a week? It's going to wear down. When real life begins, then we'll see what happens. And then we'll see if there's a need to institute a system. Because today and what's happening now is really not an indication of the future, and therefore there's nothing to do now. This Moshe Rabbeinu. Nice, very logical. So what was the advice of Yitro? Where is he coming from? If you open up Parashat Beha'alotecha, you have an indication what Yitro was advising Moshe. You have a little bit more of a clarity. It says over there, Vayomer Moshe Lehovav ben Reuel Midyani Hoten Moshe. By the way, one of the names of Yitro is called Yeter. Yeter because an extra portion in the Torah was added because of him. This portion that we just read. In other words, the Torah views this advice as like a major item. So within Parashat Be'alot Echa, Moshe tells his father-in-law, Nos'im anahnu. We are on our way. This is before Parashat Shelach. Before the Miraglim. He told them we are traveling. El hamakom asher amar Hashem. Oto eten lachem. We're on our way to our country. That God gave us. Lecha itanu. Come with us. He came for a visit. He says, come, join us. Vehetavnu lach, and we'll do good for you. Vayomer elav, Yitro tells Moshe, lo elech. I'm not going. Ki im el aratzi ve'el molati elech. I'm going back to my country. I'm going back to my family. Whatever he was going back for. And I'm going home. Listen to the words of Moshe Rabbeinu. When his father-in-law tells him he wants to go back home. Vayomer. And he says, Al na ta'azov otanu. Please don't leave us. Now he's pleading with him. First, it sounds like he wants him to stay for him. Because he told him, Vehetavnu lach. You'll do good. Hashem promised good things for the Jewish people. It's good for you. Come with us. He said, I'm not going. I need to go home. He told him, please don't leave us. Oh, leave us sounds like it's for us. When you tell someone, don't leave me, that's not for him. That's for you. If you tell someone, come with me, that could be for him. Lecha itanu, that's for him. Al na ta'azov otanu, that's for us. We need you. Don't leave us. Someone asks you, why do the Jewish people need Yitro? For what reason they need? We already had the parasha. We're finished. What are we in for? Ki alken. I'll tell you why we need you. Yadata hanotenu bamidbar. You knew our camping structure in the midbar. Vehayita lanu. Here he goes, you ready? And you were to us, and you will be. Vehayita could be both. Vehayita is a word that you could say it's the future. Vehayita, and you will be. The Ibn Ezra says also it's hinting to Vehayita, and you were. Vehayita lanu. Here goes, you ready? What is Yitro to the Jewish people? One word. Vehayita lanu. You will be for us. Le'enayim. You'll be for us, our eyes. Meaning without you, we don't see. That's a big item. You tell someone that he's your eyes, A, makes you look pretty bad, that you can't see, and it makes him like, wow. Ve'hayita lanu, and you were and you will be for us, and I am. We need your eyes. What about Yitro makes him a man of eyes?
we see eyes here?
We see a man that gave good advice, yes. We see he's Moshe's father-in-law, yes. Maybe we see a man who was Moser Nefesh. He was a good example that he gave up all the idols and believed in God. Great. But you see a man with eyes. What eyes? Maybe wisdom. Eyes, vision. A man of vision. Without you, we would be blind. That's including Moshe Rabbeinu, by the way. We need you. Perhaps we can say the following very simple idea. And what makes Yitro a very, very powerful visionary. Today, everyone's a visionary. Every time they speak about someone, they say, he's either a pillar or he's a visionary.
Pillars and visionaries. Beautiful. That's big people. What is a visionary?
See, it's easy to call people names. Tell a guy he's a pillar. If you don't know what a pillar is, so everyone could be a pillar. If you don't know what visionary means, so everyone's a visionary. Now we're going to get an idea. What does it mean to be a visionary? From now on, the word visionary has a very specific definition, and don't use it lightly. Such a big word, this word visionary is, that without it, Hashem said, I'm not writing Matan Torah. If you don't have the word visionary, if you don't have that in your life, I'm not writing Matan Torah. I got to bring a visionary, a Yitro, who has Einayim. I need to put him in this parasha, and then I'll give you the Torah. Because the Torah without Einayim, Torah without vision, is not going to do the job. What exactly is the vision of Yitro? Where do we see vision? Again, we see wisdom maybe, but where's vision? Here's the vision. Vayhi mimahorat. Remember the day that he came to see what's going on, everyone waiting for Moshe? That was the day after he came back down. Normal for such a day or week to have such a commotion. What was Moshe Rabbeinu thinking, like we said? Go wear off. We'll see what happens after. Right now it's excitement time. Later, we'll see in real life and fix it then. Right now is not real life. Yitro had vision. Yitro says, in life, you don't wait for things to go wrong to make a solution. That's the Einayim of Yitro. You don't wait for the problem so then you could think of how to fix it. That was the vision of Yitro. That you allow this week to go on because it's just an exciting week. You're not going to be able to implement the system in the same strength and in the same way as if you did it from the beginning. Because when things are broken, it's harder to fix them. It won't be as good as if from the beginning the system was set up. That's called Einayim. You're a man of vision. A man of vision means they don't wait for things to break before they fix them. They fix them ahead. A man of vision is a man who avoids fixing. Is a man who's fixing before the problem. That's vision. Vision is fixing before the problem.
How could you fix before the problem? If there's no problem, so what are you fixing? But if you have Einayim, you already see the problem. And you're fixing before the problem. If you know how to fix before the problem, you become a visionary.
So now from now on, if you want to say that word, you could say it, you're welcome to say it. But make sure it describes this.
Someone who fixes before there's a problem. Someone who came up with a project for people who have problems, it's a very good man. But he's not a visionary.
People have problems. So we're going to create an organization to help them. That's wonderful.
It's a big Baal Chesed. We have to give him a plaque for that. But he's not a visionary.
The visionary is the person who sees ahead and fixes it where the building is not needed.
Because there's no problem. So the parent that's great isn't the one who knows how to fix a problem.
Let's say you have a parent who knows how to fix every problem that comes his way.
He read every book in the world. He knows anything that comes his way, any problem that comes on his desk, he knows how to fix it.
Halvai, what a guy this would be. What a mother this would be.
Everything that comes broken, the kid says this, kid does that, she went here. Any broken issues, they know how to fix it. That would be like an awesome person. But the Torah is telling us, but you're still lacking. You're lacking Einayim. Einayim is a guy who's fixing, and therefore you don't see a problem. And by the way, that kind of guy, you say, oh, he's so lucky. He's so lucky he has good kids. Lucky guy.
If I had kids like that, I also would be a great dad.
Look at my kids.
You know how many people think that?
People say, oh yeah, him, okay, great. That's like a Baruch.
So you won't even get credit for being the guy who fixes before problems. You won't get any credit. People won't even realize. Because they don't see problems. They said, this guy is lucky, smooth sailing. Nobody's making issues here. The guy is the president of a shul, the president of a company. And he's so lucky. He has it easy. There are never issues over here. He's the rabbi of a shul. He's lucky. His people are always in the right place, doing the right thing. There are never issues. I wish my people would be like that. If I had a kahal like he has, I'd also be a great rabbi. You follow what's going on here?
When you fix before problems, you don't get any hero's recognition. The opposite. People say, like, you're nobody. You're doing a job that anyone could do. What's the big chidush?
You have people listening to you, so you talk to them. If I have people listening to me, also I'll talk to them. My problem is my people don't listen to me.
I don't.
If I had good students, so of course I could teach them. My problem is I don't have good students.
So you get no recognition.
Because you only get in life, you get recognition when there are problems and you came to fix them.
Look, here's a guy, it's broken. You came and you fixed him. Oh, it's unbelievable. But the guy who didn't create a problem to begin with, you don't see anything.
Fixing before the problem is not heroic. Fixing before the problem doesn't get you credit. Fixing before the problem doesn't make you feel and look special. But this is the key to Matan Torah.
We gotta still talk about that. Why that would be the key to Matan Torah. We just learned about a great item.
We learned about what a visionary is. A visionary is a person who solves things
before they break.
Einayim.
That's what Yitro did. Yitro told Moshe Rabbeinu, no, we don't do that. We don't wait for things to break and decide how to fix it. We anticipate ahead. And we make sure that never happens. That's Einayim. Vehayita lanu la'einayim. We need to talk more about this tomorrow. But just to finish off, as it connects to our subject, when it comes to Hinuch, it's very easy. It's a very easy connection. You have a father and mother who have Einayim, and then you have problem solvers. The problem solver is always fixing things. Good guy. At least he knows how to fix things. Some people don't know how to fix.
Oh.
But then you have Einayim father, Einayim mother. What a guy. What a father. What a mother. Smooth. You have an Einayim husband. Einayim wife. People will say, if I had a wife like that, I wish my wife was normal like this. I wish my husband was a normal person. Very often, it's the Einayim of the husband that created such a person. And the Einayim of the wife that created such a husband. Seeing, fixing before the problem. Smooth. And fixing the children before they have a problem. The biggest bracha you can give your home. Giving all the right messages, the enthusiasm of a tefillah, the awe of the Yamim Noraim, that's what the children see. The sound of Torah, that's sweet. They see that. The feelings. You put the feelings in them when they're young. Not the words, the feelings. The joy of Sukkot. All the different feelings. Daily, Shabbat, holidays. The different feelings that you're able to put into your little children. Before they ask you, why am I praying? Why do we pray for? You don't get that question when the kid's into prayer. So another father will say, look, you're so lucky, your kid's into prayer. He loves to pray. I wish my kid loves to pray. He doesn't want to wake up. Well, but you, that guy fixed the problem before it happened. Before the kid decided, why am I praying? You already infused him with the love of prayer because you put the feeling of tefillah from your prayer, from the way you approached it, the way you prayed. You fixed his prayer problem before he had a problem. You know how many examples like that? My kid is so lazy. I don't know what to do. Your son, he's so lucky. So lucky. Your son. Now, let me tell you what happened before. Putting in the feelings when they're little to all the right values is fixing the problem that will never happen. La'inayin, visionary. A visionary sees the problems ahead and fixes them before they happen and puts in all the necessary feelings in every area of life, something they could understand. They may not understand the words you say, but they understand the feeling that you have. When you come into Shabbat, they understand that feeling. When it comes to the way you approach, you go to shul with your son and you're talking to your friend all day in the tefillah. See, they're not getting tefillah. One day they'll say, I don't want to go pray. And you'll say, I can't believe it. I always went to pray when I was little. Why is he not going to pray? What? Because you didn't put in the feeling of tefillah. You want to pray, but there was no feeling for that. And so too with every item. The character, each character. Patience. Humility. Everything in area. Every area of life that can be broken. you're thinking about it beforehand. What happens when he has pressure from his friends? And they tell him, let's go here. Let's do that. Let's drink it. You want to fix it if he has a problem? After he went?
No, why?
After he drank? After he gambled? Now you want to fix it? Visionary. How do you make sure he never goes? How do you make sure it's not even a question? You got to put in the feelings beforehand. You have to give him what that is and what he should be and how irrelevant that should be to him. All the problems of a person need to be envisioned by a father and mother, and they got to fix all the problems before they happen. That's called Einayim. That's visionary. That is Yitro's contribution to the Jewish people. Fix before the problem. What does it have to do with Matan Torah? Why is that so big? From Matan Torah, we'll discuss tomorrow. Have a good day.